It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
So here's how this works. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 o'clock, we read a listener message that came in, and it's like anything that's on your guys' mind. If you have a dilemma or something going on in your life, write into us. Send us a message. Send us a text. Go to mix100.com. You can find us. And tell us what's going on. We'll read it on the air. We'll talk about it. And then we ask listeners to please call in, text, sound off about the issue. And you can reach us at 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 for The Show Wants to Know. This time around, it's from Beth. Message from Sweet Beth. Beth starts off by saying, I've been a fan for years. Really appreciating the fresh energy you guys are all bringing. Keep it going. That's very nice, Beth.
So sweet.
We're trying our darndest, so I'm glad you're enjoying the show. She goes on to say, last week my husband shared something that's been on my mind ever since. He confessed during our intimate moments that he sometimes imagines being with me as I was 12 years ago.
Uh-oh.
I have never heard of this before. This is so strange. Specifically, the 21-year-old version of me, says Beth.
Oh, he has a type.
So she goes on and says, back then I was slimmer, had long blonde hair, hadn't yet experienced the challenges of raising two children.
Mm-hmm.
Now she says, on one hand, it's nice that he's not fantasizing about somebody else. He's thinking about me. But it's just a younger version of me. I can't help but feel a little bit hurt. I'm wondering if this means he's less attracted to who I am now and everything we've been through. She's also saying, is this a normal thing? This is where your listeners and Will chime in. Is this a normal thing? I don't know. Is it just harmless fantasy? She does say, you know, I was pretty cute back then. But what does that mean for our current relationship? Is he unhappy with the person I've become? I want to know what you guys think. I want to know what your listeners think. Is it okay for him to fantasize about me being younger? Or should I see this as a sign of something deeper that might be troubling him? Oh. Excited to hear all your guys' thoughts. Again, love the show. That's from Beth. Never heard of this before.
Yeah.
That's a dilemma.
He's fantasizing, but he's fantasizing about her.
Yeah.
So it's not cheating. It's not doing anything. You know, it's not
cheating.
Wrong.
And it's something that she can kind of be proud of, right? Like, it's still her. It's still a version of her that he's attracted to.
Crushing it back in the day.
Yeah.
Crushing it back 21. In the day.
Yes.
Killing it.
Plus two kids later. I mean, you know.
Two kids later.
Probably a decade and a little
there.
Bit.
He's laying there with his eyes closed. He's like, oh,
21-year-old.
Yeah.
21-year-old.
Those were the days.
Maybe.
Like, there's an ick factor to it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Maybe he should have kept it to himself.
For sure he should have done that.
No going back,
though.
No going back, Katie.
Yeah,
rule number one, shut your mouth. But listen, guys, have any of you ever experienced this? Have you heard about this before? What advice would you like to give Beth? So, show wants to know, is she being a little too overly concerned about this? And Sam called in. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Katie.
Morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what do you think about Beth's situation?
So my first thought was, when he's fantasizing her as 21-year-old Beth, is he 21 at that time too? Like, is he just remembering how they both used to be?
She
I
did
hope so.
Not say
I,
right? that
I hope
in
so.
The email. She did not say that in the email. I think it's just that he's thinking about her at that point, and
yeah,
he's currently... Fat
himself,
husband laying
yeah.
there, yeah.
Fat Randy.
Fat Randy.
Fat Randy. So what do you think? I mean, should she be concerned about this? Sam, do you think she should
I mean,
be concerned?
At least it's her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what
I don't think so. It's her, you know?
I'm kind of in camp. It's her as well. Like, chill out, relax, you know, just have some fun.
It also could just be, like, really good memories of him and her together at that age, too. I mean, I get it. It's in intimate moments. But if they were, you know, intimate back then and stuff, that's good, you know, good memories because they're still together all these years later. Like, I don't think it's necessarily a creepy vibe. I get how it could make her, you know, feel bad because she's aged and she's older now. But it's... could be just sweet memories.
So Kathy wrote in and said, Beth, I actually think it's sweet that he's reminiscing. We all change over time. Maybe plan a date night to remind him how amazing you guys currently are. So maybe they need to rekindle that with like a little spark, I guess. But she thought it was sweet. Do you think it's sweet, Sam? I think Sam's phone sucks. Let's move on. Patrick.
Oh,
poor Sam.
Sam.
Bye, Sam.
Sam. Hey, Patrick.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, buddy. What do you think about Beth's husband fantasizing about her at a younger age?
I'm kind of on the same track. I think it might be more of him wishing he was younger and she was the trophy when he was younger. You know?
I'm wondering, has she, like, really, I don't want to be mean. Do you think it's bad right now? Like, does she go to hell? I mean, Patrick, thanks for calling, Patrick. Like, I mean, honestly, well, people are probably thinking that, like, is it bad now?
I mean,
he's probably not a catch either.
No, yeah.
And that's what I think Patrick just brought up, was that it's more to do with him than it does with her. Like, maybe he is, you know, thinking about what he used to be and, you know, the fun times that he used to bring this woman. So maybe it's a lack of what he's dealing with. And he's like, the image of her makes him feel like he's himself again, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's lies more with him than it is her getting wrecked. Is that what you said?
Getting wrecked?
No.
That's what he's trying to do. So, yeah, I think maybe it lies more with the man in this situation, that he's trying to get some of his youth back, than it is with her letting herself go, you know?
We had a Sarah write in and said, your message has hit home for me. My husband confessed something similar a while back. We actually sat down and talked about it. Hey, imagine that. I realized he wasn't unhappy with me. He just missed the carefree time in our lives.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean, like, the body you had at 21.
Yeah.
It could mean everything that comes with being young. It might be part of it. That's okay. He's a guy. I understand. But, like, it might be part of just the really good years, pre-kids, all that fun stuff with, you know, the carefree age of 20. 21, you're so young and having a good time. You have no cares in the world, no real responsibilities.
Yeah.
Could totally be that.
And we just got a text also from Montana, and they say, just ew, he has an unrealistic expectation of her, and he is discounting all of the years and experience her total self has given to him and their family. I'm sure it hit her self-esteem hard, and he's being really insensitive with those comments. Busy moms don't need this lack of support. That's from V.
Dang.
So let me counter that exact. The next text we just got from Rich Angela. He's transporting himself. I'm in my mid-40s, and I still feel 20 sometimes. I think it's a compliment that he continues to keep you as the source. We all get older. Don't let this shame you into not being enough.
Yeah.
So that's the exact opposite of what
you
just got.
Yeah. This is deep.
Yeah. That's really good, though. We're hitting on all the points, because this is very an insecurity issue,
right? It is,
100%. Like, you bring it up, and both people automatically feel insecure. So I think it's good that we're seeing both points of this right now.
A lot of people writing in saying, what you got to do is basically make more time for each other.
Yeah.
Focus on the present. Things will get better, says Laura. I think that's a pretty solid point too. Like, at some point you need to get a sitter and go out for some date nights and start creating some new memories.
Yeah.
And try to move on from this.
And both get a gym membership, and you'll be great.
Both get a gym membership.
Yeah.
Maybe you start fantasizing about something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Work out together, create those little bonds,
You ever fantasize about...
It's funny
because,
like, I'm thinking about a situation where when I was younger, I had a massive crush on this guy, right? Ironically, his name was Patrick, funny enough. I love that name because of this guy. But I had the biggest crush on him for years. And then years later, I saw him again, and he had gotten married, had a family, and he had changed so much. And I was just like, I don't know if I'm necessarily attracted to you anymore. So I still fantasize about the old Patrick versus the new guy. I try Control-Alt-Delete that new one out my brain so I don't remember it. You know what
did
I mean?
Did you have one of those moments? You're like, man, I dodged a bullet with
that
one.
I did. I totally did. I was like, oh, young Patrick was way better.
Yeah, dude looks like Quasimodo now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Run for the hills.